Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and due to your incredible support, the original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. As a special thank you, I am launching my brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. This is a limited-time offer, so go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code, and you'll get all my new footwear for as low as $29.98. My all-season slippers are made with my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slipper. They're finished with a breathable fabric so you can wear them all year round. And my new slides and sandals are made with patented impact gel, making them ultra comfortable and extremely durable. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with your promo code. This is an introductory offer and it won't last long, so order now.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I love Balance of Nature. It has helped me so much. It is unreal. I had a doctor's appointment. He goes, what have you been doing? And I said, oh, I've been doing Balance of Nature. And he goes, really? I need to tell my other patients that they need to use that. Where do you get it? And I said, I get Balance of Nature online. I just wanted to let you guys know that it is working for me and that my doctor is wanting to use it for other patients as well.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
Lord, give us enough caffeine to change the things we can and handfuls of sedatives to understand the mind of a liberal. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
So let me ask you about the fact that this shooter...
Special report.
And good afternoon, everyone. I'm Kira Phillips. We are coming on the air because President Biden is about to address the shooting earlier today at a school in Nashville, Tennessee. Three children and three adults were killed. Police say the shooter, a 28-year-old woman, is also dead. We're going to take it to the podium now, Brad, the President of the United States speaking now.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. God. Ben, how are you, pal? One of the best guys in the United States Congress, Ben Cardin. Folks, welcome to the White House. It's a delight to have you all here. And who are those good-looking kids back there? Are your kids, all four of them?
Yes.
Well, stand up, guys. Well, I want you to know, like you, I had two brothers, three in our family, three brothers and one sister. Okay. All right. This how it was in our outfit. Well, I'm so glad to see you all. Thanks for coming with Mom, okay? Before I begin to speak, the reason I spent a little time with the kids, I just want to speak very briefly about the school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. You know,
What a great lead-in.
You know, I had to cut a lot of that out in the beginning. He actually said a lot more about the kids. He was really swooning over these little kids, these three little kids in the audience, and kept talking about them in detail and wanted to know all about them and all their details. And he's such a pedo to me. There's so many photos of him getting too close to kids, entering their space and sniffing them. And the whole photo reels are so disgusting. His daughter writing that she had showers with her dad.
Yeah.
Very, very creepy. And he just honed in on these kids. And then after all of that, and I had to cut out quite a big portion of that so that it wasn't forever before, because it was like 5 minutes of that before he actually went. And now I should probably comment on a shooting. After all my jokes about ice cream and everything else I had to say. But I do feel like There's a reason that you saw that. There's a reason they did that. Because everything with him is scripted. There's a reason they want you to see how awful he is. Mm-hmm. They want you to see how grotesque he is because they want to move us all to the right. They want a big war budget coming up. So the move is to the right so that we all go to the right and think he's disgusting. But they, you know, so I don't think a lot of people understand that. They talk about, oh my gosh, can you believe he did that? Yeah, because they want you to see it. That's the issue.
There's a news report at least once a day that says even Democrats are tired of Biden and want rid of him.
Yeah, they want you. This is why his own people said the documents were in his garage. This is why everything that's being outed is being outed by the people that could conceal it at any moment. Mm-hmm. But they want you to see the issues and problems because as they move us to the right, sadly, we will overlook the big war budget coming and a lot of other atrocities they'd like to get through when people become even more complacent. So that's why. But they do this every 8 years, movie to the left, movie to the right. And now they're moving us back to the right. They actually want us to vote to the right, but they're going to control the person that gets in. And this is how it always works for 120 years. So don't expect anything different. But there are so many problems with the Covenant House shooting that I hope people listen to the last hour can understand where we're coming from when we're looking at all this footage. And there's so many missing. There's missing coroners. There's missing bodies coming out of the school. There's missing. It looks like a drill. Shooter is always alone in every picture. Nobody's scrambling to get away from the shooter. The shooter's in the same hallway as 300 kids, but 300 kids somehow magically made it upstairs without the shooter seeing them or hearing them. And also when they shot at the shooter, they didn't get the glass panes behind her just or hit or him or whatever it is, tranny. They got just the shooter, not one piece of furniture, nothing nicked. Okay. Then they were shooting at the walls for no apparent reason because they knew nobody was in the hall. But they were shooting at the hall. And like Uncle Milty said, not one of the walls is even nicked. There's so many issues and problems with this shooting. And there's no feed of 600 students coming out of the school. But there's a lot of feed about the cops standing there, just standing around shooting the breeze because there's nothing to do. Not one thing to do. So you got the motor cop. You got the cop just standing there. Just standing there. Nothing. Nothing going on. Ambulance empty. No paramedics around. No action. Nothing. Just standing there with an empty ambulance, no coroner. Interesting.
My question is simply, how do you shoot three children who are obviously not alone?
Yeah.
The three children were in with a bunch of children.
And no one else got hurt.
But no one else was injured?
Nope, no injuries.
Wounded? Yeah. Only three kids killed? Or did the shooter just happen to catch them on their way out of the restroom?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Come on.
In the empty hall where every picture of the shooter is in an empty hall. An empty place. I mean, when the body cam cops are going through, it's completely empty. How did it get emptied so quick? How did they all run upstairs without getting noticed?
And where were they upstairs? All in one room?
Nobody ever says. Nobody ever shows how the kids left. They just said they were shepherded to another location. How did they shepherd them?
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to know.
But somehow three children got separated and shot dead.
Yeah.
Nah.
And the three adults. And nobody got a stray bullet. The shooter had three guns for no apparent reason, and no one got a stray bullet.
And so were the strange. Three adults and the three children together? They don't say.
They don't say. They just say the shooter roamed the hallways as soon as the shooter shot himself or herself in to the door. Mm. And then someone locked the door. They only had one person standing outside of the whole entire school to tell the cops exactly where the kids were. Cops go down the hall of the first floor, and all of a sudden they shoot the perpetrator who's not hiding, waiting for the shot, waiting to be shot in front of glass, huge pane windows, just waiting, standing there. Not hiding, not behind a piece of furniture, nothing. And they knew the cops were in there because they were shooting down the hallway. But the shooter's just standing there waiting to be shot so conveniently. Okay. No coroners, no dead bodies coming, nothing. Just, and you see the 12 children in the same, the two little boys in the same, two little red shirts, the same 12 children getting on a bus, but you don't know where the bus is because the bus is by a bunch of trees that aren't by the school. So it's kind of hard to know where they're getting on the bus. They're obviously holding hands, so they're not running or anything. They're not afraid, but they're just getting on the bus. And it's the same picture of the same 12 children. What about the other 88 children? Where are they? Where's all those adults that were scared? And then, of course, you have the one child on the bus with her hand up against the glass pane, but no children beside her. Mm-hmm. She's the only one on the bus looking terrified. And then people keep commenting, it's kind of like the little picture of the boy that washed up on the shore that ended up being alive, like that.
Yeah, and
sell us on Syria war.
And the bus she's on is a white bus, and yet the other school bus they show is yellow.
Do they have two colors? I've never seen that. I've always seen one color.
With two different color school buses, because the idea is to say, yellow, big yellow thing is a school bus.
Right.
No.
Same color they use for prison bus.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, very strange. And so all of these anomalies that it's just, you can't, and the shooter's dead so conveniently. Don't just arrest him. I mean, her, whatever, the transvestite. Don't arrest the trans. Just shoot him dead. You don't want to know why they did it? Oh, that's okay. You don't need to. The shooter's dead, but we have the manifesto and we have the message that they sent right before the shooting, because all bad guys do that. It's like in a 1 hour Law and Order, where by the end you get to know the motive, you get to everything. Everything just cleaned up with a little red bow and you know exactly why they did it. And apparently this is Trans Vengeance Week in Tennessee. So, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of missing footage that no one's talking about.
Yep.
In Columbine, you actually saw the kids, like, leaving the school. Not since then, though. You don't see anyone leaving the school. You see just a photo of the same group of parents and kids, but that's far away. So they said they were shepherded somewhere, but they never show that actually happen in front of you. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hi, and Uncle Milty.
Hi.
I heard on the news this morning that the FBI came in and confiscated the manifesto.
Hmm. Interesting.
So, and they don't think that the police department kept a copy, so I'm sure it's going to be buried.
Yeah, okay. Either that, or I would imagine with this narrative, the feds will make sure everybody knows, because usually they want everybody to know exactly why they did it, because they killed off the perpetrator.
Right.
Right. Thank you for that. If you have the killed off perpetrator, you have to have the manifesto, right? Just like in 9/11, you had to have the passport, the passport, the identification fall to the ground where everything else was turned to dust, but not the passport. So you have to know who the perpetrator is in the narrative, in the storyline. You got to know who it is. So some things will make it. This reminds me a lot of Uvalde and a lot of Parkland, Florida. Same exact shots. You saw the same exact coverage. Cops standing around doing nothing, standing by their vehicles, talking, shooting the breeze. You don't ever see the kids leaving. You don't ever see in Uvalde, you never saw a coroner. Nobody. Nobody's there to collect any bodies or be on the scene to declare them dead. Nobody. And you only have dead, not injured. So there's that.
You know, they always make note. In this case, the note is Nashville school shooter legally stockpiled weapons before the attack.
Mm-hmm.
Well, were the firearms purchased legally? This person obviously had mental issues.
Mm-hmm.
Had she been in therapy? Had he been in therapy?
And I do think they changed it to trans because the shooter's always a male, recluse in the 20s that you never hear from again, or they wipe out at the scene. And this time I think they changed it to a trans so that we would focus on the trans aspect of it and believe it was real.
Although
that's what I think.
Not many people are focusing on the trans issue.
Yeah.
They're looking at everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. I think they just wanted to give us this shot of realism with this one. A person with a true vendetta. I don't buy it. I don't buy it at all. Be right back. Sorry, I know. Very controversial today. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I tell you a little something that my daddy told me. My basic fundamentals if you want to be free. Cause son, there's something wrong internally. So if you want your freedom, son, don't want your country to be overrun. You got to keep America.
Kate Daly Show. My Pillow. Make sure you get over to My Pillow. The sheets, the towels, the My Pillow, the My Pillow mattress topper, the mattresses. Oh my gosh, I have them all. And I'm telling you, I love their products. They're such high quality. I mean, the quality is amazing. I don't even know how to tell you this, but they are the most fantastic products. And they would actually observe these products for like a year being used before they would actually include them on the site. Amazing stuff. And you can get up to 90% off. Use the code Kate. They make great the slippers, the robes, the sheets, the towels. I can't talk today. All make great gifts for Mother's Day and Father's Day. Size up half size on the slippers. They're a little more, they come a little smaller. So size up a little bit. Let me just tell you, so well worth it. You're going to love it. You're going to love, love, love. Please go to mypillow.com. Also, go and visit FIQ, the FIQ products, the copper, the magnesium. I use Recuperate every day, magnesium, and they have whole sea and cod liver in capsules. Amazing because of the way they process their products. So it's a good delivery system. And there's so many companies that offer you products, but it's the delivery system that's important. FIQ has it nailed. It goes into your body rapidly in the right way. You're going to want these products. FIQ is amazing. I used to take all the Mercola products, but I actually like FIQ better. So I love the FIQ. So you can see the FIQ. You actually have to click on that picture at the bottom of the website, katedalyradio.com, and click on it, and then it takes you into the FIQ site to order. And these are fantastic. So make sure you do this. Thank you so much for your support, too, because it also helps the show while you're ordering these products. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Milty, good to have you back.
Thanks.
I know, isn't it, though? I love it. Glad he's back.
Hey, there's guys, there's so many good people in this country.
Mm-hmm.
On January 6th, the only people that brought guns was the government.
Yep.
Yeah, that's for sure. Great observation.
You can't get around this stuff.
Right, right.
I mean, to my fellow citizens and everybody else that's here in the United States,
yeah.
If you ram your insanity into my face, I am going to take great umbrage at that.
Yes, yes. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Thank you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you there?
You're live. Go right ahead.
How are your folks, by the way?
Excellent.
They're lovely folks.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
I was an Army officer for a lot of years, mm-hmm. and I keep hearing all of this about assault rifles.
Mm-hmm.
Does not. I guess you don't know that assault rifles have been banned from the beginning, because an assault rifle has three settings: single, three shots, and automatic.
Mm-hmm.
And AR stands for Armalite Rifle, not Automatic Rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of these guns that they talk about as being assault rifles are not. They're illegal and have always been illegal. And you can buy about a dozen different types of guns that do the same thing. They just look different.
Right.
So yep. I don't understand.
I don't think they understand what they're calling for, but yes, I'm with you on this.
No, they don't.
They don't.
And the thing that irritates me the most is on these shootings, almost everyone, mm-hmm. if not everyone, has been a mental problem.
Mm-hmm.
You can leave your gun on the front porch all day long for a week and it won't shoot a soul.
Yeah.
until somebody pulls the trigger.
I agree with you. I actually think the assailants of these false flags are actually groomed by the feds to be in this position. They usually shoot them off. They don't arrest them. They usually kill them off in the middle of the assault that's happening, and then they can never be questioned. But I actually think they're quite groomed. And the reason I say that is because some parents came forth and talked about their son who had some mental issues being groomed by the feds who would not stop coming to their house to try to get, they got him a driver's license. They got him all these things he didn't have. He was in his 20s and his parents did not want him to have a driver's license. And the feds kept showing up. And then when they were at work, they kept showing up. And the parents came out and started talking about it and saying they were grooming our son to be in the middle of one of their events. And he landed in a van with a bomb in the back in front of a bank. And he said it was because his friends helped him to acquire that van and that mm-hmm. driver's license to be in front of that bank with a bomb in the back. So,
yeah, it's a shame because people have known, and it's either, well, I don't want to get my son in trouble.
Yes.
Or, you know, he mm-hmm. he never would really do that.
Yep. They're easy targets for the feds to get a hold of. They're easy targets. And then, of course, it's interesting to me that in this case scenario, the shooter was standing there alone, not shooting any kids, not even in the vicinity of any kids, in the middle of this room with glass behind him in the school, and they didn't arrest the person. They just shot him dead. Why is that? And they didn't hit the glass behind him, by the way. But isn't that strange that they felt like they had to shoot the person dead, so now we can't interview the person? Nobody will ever know, right? It's convenient.
Well, it is convenient, and there's also the situation that sometimes people say, well, I don't want to pay $50,000 a year to keep them in prison the rest of their lives, mm-hmm. which is worse to me than being dead.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they can talk then, and you can get more information.
Right.
The critical thing is, where did they get the guns? In this case, it said that she got them legally,
mm-hmm.
but the parents knew, other people knew she had mental issues, and they still get guns. It's just crazy.
I'm with you. Yeah, go ahead.
As far as the trans thing, I've been thinking about it. I may start to identify as black. No way, I can't do that. I think I'll identify as my dog. No, I can't do that.
No.
How come you can identify whatever you want?
I think we all should identify as something different, Uncle Milty.
I'm sitting here sipping coffee out of my new coffee cup that says Black Excellence.
He really has this mug sitting here.
Now, that's not racist remark, is it?
No, not at all.
No, we really
I'm black.
Think it's excellent. We think it's excellent. Milty's an excellent black man.
Exactly. In my many years older than you, I have never seen the United States change so much in 10 or 15 years.
Well,
drastically changed. And everything we talk about, it's minority. Mm-hmm. Minority people, percentages of people.
Yeah.
It's not the nation as a whole. It's a few. I can tell you, when I was in all those years in the Army as an officer, there's always some, mm-hmm. in any large population, there's a few.
Yeah.
And sometimes they can make themselves look like many,
mm-hmm.
and they're not.
Yeah. There was no coroners on scene. There was so many holes in this. It doesn't look real. It looks like a staged event. So thank you for your call. I really appreciate your call. That was great. And I just want to say again, I did a show where I went back to the 1950s and I talked about the fact that there were only a very, very small handful of school shootings dating all the way back. I think it was even to the 40s. You could go all the way back decade after decade after decade. I think there was like three or four. And they were targeted against a particular teacher. They didn't just go shoot up the school, okay? Then we get after Columbine, really. And after Columbine, and especially after 2012 in the Sandy Hook shooting, then you really got rolling. Because up until that time, there was about 20 years where there was only 300 people that they said were deceased in the school shootings. That wasn't very many. That's a very rare event, okay? But it wasn't until after Columbine that this really got rolling. And then in 2012, Obama did the Smith-Mundt Act, where the news could lie to the people in and legalize this. They'd already been lying to the people, but they legalized lying and giving propaganda to the people. The Smith-Mundt Act was from the 40s, and it said you could do it in foreign lands, but then they said you could do it domestically. They changed the language of that, and lo and behold, we had Sandy Hook, and then a rash of school shootings where they only go in and they shoot up the people in the school, but there's never a coroner on site. There's never, you know, then they got to the point where there's just too many holes, too many crisis actors involved. You had the same head of the school at Sandy Hook was also in the Boston shooting too. Two different names, same photo. So there's all kinds of holes. So the rash we think of school shootings is still so rare, but we think because the news, when the news gets on this 24/7 in their news cycle, won't stop talking about it, and the messaging of even the victims is immediately gun control in America, not even grieving for their lost child, but gun control, then I do believe a lot of crisis actors are involved. I believe so much propaganda is swirling around this, and that the event is more coerced by the feds. We know that the feds love to entrap people. We know they love to have their little people go in, and they're paid to do events. And then I don't think they think they're going to lose their life. But they're immediately gunned down during said event, and no one ever knows. Or they're mental, so they end up going to a mental ward, and nobody ever does another interview with them to find out what was going on. And that happened when with the, what was his name, Chris Kyle, right? And we've actually brought up the truth about the whole Chris Kyle event and how crazy that event. There are so many holes in the stories of that event that he was murdered. I think he was taken out by the kid that was set up, only because he was assigned to be the Boston Marathon security. It was his security force. And I don't actually think Chris Kyle would go along with what they did with the Boston event. And he was taken out 2 months before the Boston event. But I have a lot to back that up because I did a huge amount of research on that. So all I'm saying is it's very convenient that the person who wasn't around children or shooting a child ended up dead at this event at the Covenant House, and the cops didn't even arrest this person. And the other thing is there's too many holes in the story to believe it. So I don't believe what they're saying. Hi, caller. Oh, sorry about that. Let's see that. Hi, caller. You've got 45 seconds. Go for it.
Okay. On the school shooting, during the Obama administration, they passed the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, which gives the government the authority and the permission to lie to us and propagandize the American
Smith-Mundt
people.
Smith-Mundt Act, and yes. Smith-Mundt Act, actually. But go ahead.
And
go ahead.
So I think that that's what a lot of these have been, is their propaganda and their targeted intent to disarm the people.
Right. Right. I'm with you. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. Yes. Agree. Agree. We're going to take your calls because we only have 20 seconds before we go to the break. So we're going to take your calls right when we come back. We weren't going to actually cover this whole thing today, but here we are.
So the other question can always be when they say they were legally purchased. Well, when these people filled out their firearm purchase form, the ATF 4473, there's a question on there that says, have you ever been diagnosed as a nutcase? And if you lie on that, you didn't purchase those guns legally.
Oh, gun control is at an all-time high with this cooed president. Be right back. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a 3-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a 4-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys. Hey guys, Kate here. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that you realize the Pure Body Spray, the Zeolite Spray, there's an ad for that on the bottom of my homepage. You guys might want to grab that. In fact, I'm seeing a lot of really great results from it. This is the one my daughters turned me on to, and they give it to their kids, but also for older people as well. Because of the metals in our body, the things that are so toxic, they think this is what's causing all the Alzheimer's and dementia to happen. And so if that's the case, this Pure Body Spray, all you do is spray it in your mouth, tastes like water, you don't even taste anything, and a couple times a day, and it adheres to the metals and the toxins in your body and takes them out. And so this is an important spray. With everything going on, all of the things showering down on our heads and everything else, this is something that you're going to want in your arsenal. So I highly, highly recommend this Pure Body Zeolite Spray, okay? Make sure and go to the link on the bottom of my homepage. You'll feel better, less brain fog, all kinds of different things that you'll see from getting those toxins out of your body, your liver, everything else. Zeolite Spray is amazing, and this is the purest form on the market, so make sure and get it. Hey, everybody, Kate here. You know, I had Dr. Zelenko on the show a couple of times. He's the one that gave ivermectin to President Trump. Make sure that you go to his website, and it's right at the bottom of my homepage. So please find the Zelenko Z-Stack. He's got two products now. One is the product we're always talking about, with four major ingredients that you need right now to build your immune system. The other one is a detox that's brand new, and I would take advantage of getting that as well. We all need to detox. Dr. Zelenko's website is fantastic. They'll kick the products out quick. Take advantage of this right now while supply chains are still in motion, and get as much of that as you possibly can. He's a fantastic doctor that just calls it like it is. That's what I love about him. So go to that on the bottom of my homepage. Look for the wonderful sponsors and find Dr. Zelenko Z-Stack. Thanks, guys.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die."
Hi there, welcome back. Daly Show. You guys all know the words of this song, right? I mean, you can't not sing along to this song. Don McLean, American Pie. Anyway, welcome back, and get to the website. Enjoy our wonderful sponsors, because I have them there for a reason. I'm very choosy, and I pick the sponsors I pick because I love their products. I use them personally. Balance of Nature, I use personally. I love this product. My family is addicted and love this product because of the energy it gives. And the health benefits. We love FIQ at our house as well, the FIQ products. I love Zelenko products. He's got wonderful flu products for symptoms of flu. So the Zelenko products are awesome. I love the Pure Body Extra. It gets rid of metals in your body. It's a spray that you just spray in your mouth, a couple pumps in your mouth. It just tastes like almost like water. I mean, and it's amazing because it can get the metals out, and you can use that with kids too to get the heavy metals out of your system as the metals pile up. And I also just love MyPillow. So the MyPillow products, the towels, the sheets, everything I use, and I love these. These are the best products I've ever had. And I'm telling you, the quality is amazing. You don't want to miss out on these products. So MyPillow.com, code word Kate. Balance of Nature, code word Kate. PrepareWithKate.com. Wonderful to get your food storage. This is your window. I tell people this is your window because we don't have a huge window to buy food storage. When they start to control what we buy, I very much think that you don't realize how curtailed your shopping experience will be, and it won't be able to include 10 cans of food storage, the number 10 cans of food storage. There'll be a time when they'll alienate people for what they'll call hoarding for food when it needs to go to everybody else, and you won't be able to get food storage. Get food storage now while you can.
Yeah.
This is the window. PrepareWithKate.com is the website to go to. It also helps the show.
And keep it secret.
And keep it secret, yes. Make sure you have food on hand. I don't think you have enough. And I say that boldly and blanket in a blanket way, because I don't think any of us have enough. We don't realize what it's going to take when things go down, if they go down, which I think will happen in this decade.
I started practicing a low calorie daily intake.
Yeah. Aww. Dang it. I'm so glad you're back today, by the way. I know you're not 100%, but I'm glad you're back. So, and I also, just because I realize what we're kind of up against, people keep asking me about this thing coming in July. This is the tracks to lay down for digital currency, because the processors are now coming. So instead of Venmo and PayPal, you'll end up using or have to use the FedNow account. And that'll be the only quote unquote trusted one. Mm-hmm. You'll start to see problems with the others. They'll come in and the narrative will be the FedNow account is the only one that's trusted or FDIC backed and everything else. And your money will be sitting there, and that use this processor in particular. And then the digital, it lays the tracks for their own FedCoin digital currency. And as that happens over the next couple of years, I think we're going to see a lot change in America up till 2025, because this was year one, the start of the digital, really implementing the train tracks for digital currency. And that's why they're going to 20 states with bills to say that they've started their they've hired people in these government departments to oversee the digital currency. South Dakota said no, but no other state is. My state's like leading the charge. We love digital currency here, which is disgusting. But we have a disgusting governor who's a liberal. Anyway, bald Gavin Newsom. So there's a couple of things on those shootings. I just wanted to tell you again, until the 60s, when the Fed started dealing with a lot of drugs and experimentation on people that they could manipulate into being provocateurs, okay, and then segueing into developing your shooter to do things, okay, before that, there was maybe two shootings in a school, and both targeted for a teacher, particular teacher. Up until the 60s, when they actually started really experimenting on people and started manipulating provocateurs, did you ever see some more school shootings? And even then, they were really towards certain people. And it wasn't until the call after Columbine and really after 2012 Sandy Hook that you started seeing the mass shooting over and over and over again with the actually same MO of the shooter.
Yeah.
Same situation, same kinds of photos, same kinds of crisis actors, everything. But I just wanted to nail that down, that before that, all through history, everybody used to bring guns to school. We had shooting courses at schools. They didn't act like guns were the enemy. And we didn't have problems in schools until we had the propaganda changed in the Smith-Mundt Act as well. So anyway, it's just a little course of history. We actually weren't going to focus on this the whole show. We actually had some other things, but I'll move them for tomorrow. And if you want to comment on the school shootings, especially the Covenant House, you can. But we're just pointing out today all the inconsistencies and holes in all the photos and everything else as we were watching the body cam footage. Nothing shook out as normal. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Hello? You're live.
Hello?
Hi, you're live. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hey, I just thought that it was very interesting that the shooter entered wearing black and white Pumas,
mm-hmm.
and the photo of the shooter lying on the floor
mm-hmm.
is wearing Vans, multicolored Vans.
Hmm.
So I wonder if it's possible that some of this footage was pre-recorded.
Ah.
But
could be.
Because,
good catch.
So, I mean, to me, that's kind of a detail that kind of makes the point that this is probably not what they tell us it is.
Amen. Thank you for your call. Very insightful.
Alrighty.
Thank you for that. I didn't even notice that. Did you?
No.
The shoes are different. But I love that our other callers pointed out that wearing a red hat, a trans person probably wouldn't do that.
Well, unless they're Trump fans.
Unless they're, because that's usually designated for that. Unless they initially were going to try to make it look like a Trump fan. Oh, you guys were in trouble because, you know, these photos are so obvious to me. Are they obvious to you? Like the pictures, There's no kids leaving the school. 600 kids are not leaving the school. Well, how did they shepherd them, as they say, to another location? There's no footage of that. There's only cops standing around chatting it up. They don't even look like they're in a hurry for anything. Do you know I listened to all the Sandy Hook footage of the cops talking back and forth? There was a lot of hours of it. Did you know they never seemed in a hurry? They were just shooting up the breeze. They were just like, yeah, how's it going, Charlie? Oh, it's good over here, Bob. How you doing? We're on our way to over to Sandy Hook. No biggie. Not a hurry, because Sandy Hook was closed down, the school. If we don't start seeing the obvious nature of what's in front of our face, you see shots going down a hall, but the walls aren't nicked. You see the shooter being shot alone, not arrested, shot. The glass behind, the huge glass behind the shooter isn't even nicked. Nothing about this is a real. It's real. I don't know when we're going to finally wake up to that. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take. How much more obvious do they have to get? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, everything's fake.
I know.
Everything is fake. Everything's planned. And if it comes out of the media, it is completely scripted.
Yep.
I mean, both sides, it doesn't matter which side. And it's like, I mean, you go from everything, from way back when. I mean, all these school shootings, the moon landing, January 6th.
Yeah.
I mean, the list just goes on and on.
Too many questions, not enough answers, too many obvious things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then when you think about it, whoever the powers that be that put this narrative together or this whole happening on pretty much everything they do, they put a lot of stuff out there for people to start chatting about. And what better way than to start getting the trans community all hyped up, get the mom paws talking about the trans.
And get us more censored talking about trans.
Exactly. And it's just, it's so sad because people do not see what's really happening. I mean, like I said, everything. Weather,
everything.
Everything. Everything. And it's the only thing that isn't scripted is basically, and what it stands for, basic instructions before leaving Earth. And that's the Bible. And outside of that, you're just an ostrich with your head in the ground. Trying to figure out logic.
I agree.
Nothing is going to be logical because it's all fake.
I agree with you. I so agree with your call. Thank you. Amen, brother.
That's my take.
Thank you. Right, I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for that. Listen, I was talking about this with my husband. We were talking about the Bible, and there's a lot of people out there trying to say it's fake. Everything's fake. No, that book has changed more lives to the core of their being than any other book in history.
Hallelujah.
That book has so much power. The scriptures have so much power in them to do that. No other book has done that. So I'm with the caller. That's real. The scriptures are real. God's real. Everything else is subject to a lot of questioning, especially when it comes to our government. And remember back in the scriptures, the government was the same as we have now. Now it's just on steroids because we've given them even more power than they had at that time. But at that time, it was the government that sought out Christ. It was the government that sought out the apostles to kill. It was the government that was doing the bad bidding. It was the government. And the government has been notorious for that. If there's anything we could learn from the scriptures, it's when government steps out to tell you anything, you should be very, very suspicious and skeptical of what they're telling you.
Yep.
Especially when they say they're here to help you. And, you know, there's too many. This is so obvious now that it's laughable in the photos. In the photos alone, there's too many things. You should be looking at this like an investigator, not an observer of entertainment, but an actual investigator. We need to get way better at looking at these scenarios and start pointing them out to people. That whole trans thing was to throw everybody a little curveball so that you would think this one was real. The other ones are false flags, but this one was real. No, it wasn't. I don't think it was real. And I think that in this case, it was to further the censorship of conservatives to not speak out about trans. I really do. I think there's a lot in this than the way they're doing these things. The feds are now known as the cultivator of provocateurs, the cultivators of entrapment. How would you like to be in that organization? The cultivators of entrapment. How sad, how pathetic is that? But guess what? It's being outed all the time now. And so, you know, you can't unknow that. So I definitely think they have to get rid of the person perpetrating because they don't want the details of maybe that provocateur, that person being put in that position by the feds to come out and tell the truth.
Well, the person is already a psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you trust a psychopath?
They go after these people with mental weaknesses to develop the shooter, to develop these things.
And if they're taken into custody and it's made public, the next thing you know, they're saying something they're not supposed to be saying.
Yeah. And if the shooting isn't publicized by the media, it's probably real. You do have a couple of those, you know, in history. And then if the media is talking about it 24/7 and gun control is the core issue from the moment it happens, you know that to be very suspicious of the event.
Throughout our history, tyrants have murdered their allies as they go to cover up what they've done.
Yeah.
It's not anything new.
Yeah. It's really not. That's what's so pathetic about this is I had a friend tell me about a decade ago, it's going to start to get way more obvious and you're going to wonder why people don't see it. And it's that is the very truth. Over the last 10 years, if you don't see all the anomalies and have the questions that we have, and you know we can't answer them, right? Because no one can answer them. They're just these weird anomalies, like no coroners at the scene. That's a little strange, don't you think? No bodies coming out of the school? Okay. When that happens, it's so obvious now. That's why I'm like, if you can't see this now, something's wrong. Like something's really wrong with us. We just like to be shown things. We're not going to ask a single question. Something's really off.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, very controversial 2 hours. What can we say? Pointing out the obvious. Thanks, Uncle Milty. I'm so glad you're back.
Me too.
And I know you guys are loving that he's back too. And of course, see you back here tomorrow. And be faithful, be fearless, hit the podcast and share. Thanks, you guys. See you tomorrow.